VI 4 DTY Mobile.
Afternoon. This is WF4HI. Name's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Seneca.
This is Daniel over here. How are you doing today?
My two-car garage, which is moved into our new house, and I'm getting a two-car garage to be a two-car garage instead of a half a garage and a storage thing. So we're working on it. Nice day for it, though. It's a kind of nice little breeze coming through the garage, and hasn't been too bad. And I've been able to play ham radio.
Well, too cool. I think I actually talked to you a couple months ago when you were having your house built. I believe it was you. They were still working on things and you were out there, I think, testing one of your radios, if I'm correct, but it could have been someone else.
It's been me. We've been working on this. Well, this project, we moved back up here. This is our second time living here, but we moved up here a year and a half ago to do exactly this, find a lot, find the builder, and have it built. The actual build time was about 8 months, which was pretty good, and it was slightly over budget, but for conditions that it was, we got all the little cool things inside the house, and it's good, and the yard looks really good, but it's Daniel, I know it's Dan or Daniel. But it's nice, and we're waiting for the back porch is going to be what they call a three seasons porch, and that was supposed to be installed this week. So once that's installed, I'll put up an HF antenna.
Here's Daniel, Delta Alpha Nathan, IEL. But no, that's too cool. Yeah, I remember talking to you. I remember you talking about how this is your second time living up here. Can you give me your call sign one more time so I can write it down? I'm driving, but I'm going to try to write it down.
For High, W4HI, Whiskey for High.
Thank you so much. Yep. Well, that is too cool. So when are they supposed to get your three-season sunroom done?
The painters haven't even come over and painted the posts. So I don't think it's going to be this week because they don't work too much too late on Fridays, construction people. But that's fine. We've gotten used to it. If it's next week, it's next week. Just that the fact is it's going to get done. But, yeah, I've got the trees all set up, which I probably told you the last time. In March, I shot ropes up to all the trees that I plan to use or maybe use, you know. So, and ultimately we'll have a 75-foot high delta loop in the backyard.
Yeah, you're talking about, this is before you shot the cables up, but you were talking about shooting some cables up, so I remember that, and actually I heard you the other day talking to someone about the Delta Loop, so that sounds like that's going to be pretty cool to work out.
Last lived in South Florida, where we really had a lot of wind, just because we were close to the ocean, not just... If a big storm was coming, I would take it down, which was easy. But it's we made it out of U.S. Army telephone wire. I bought a kilometer of it for $40 at the Orlando Ham Fest a long time ago, and it's ideal because it kind of it's 20 gauge wire, but it's seven strands in each one. Conductors, and four of the conductors are stainless steel, and three of them are tin copper. It solders beautifully, but it's very light, and yet it's incredibly strong, so it'll be ideal up here. I'll just leave it up all the time, because here you don't have 100-plus mile-an-hour winds coming through predictably, only intermittently, and you only get a few minutes' notice, but yeah. And right now I'm using a Magmite antenna here in the garage.
I've been to Florida a few times. I'm a videographer, but we don't get those high winds like Florida now. We get them sporadically, like you said, every now and then we'll get a strong gust to come through. We actually had about 2 years ago, where I live, I'm in Taylor. We had a microburst that came down, and it probably took out, I don't know, in my neighborhood, it probably took out 2,000 trees. We didn't have power for 2 weeks solid, so it was, about 2.5 weeks. It was pretty rough there, but yeah, you're right. You don't have to worry about that too much.
And you can't predict, so if it pulls it down, it pulls it down. It probably won't pull the ropes down. I did, we did cut the trees down all around the house. So there's no trees except on one side because the builder said, I got to move the house over 20 feet. Oh, man, after we had cleared the lot. So, but I'm glad he did because it made it more level and all that stuff. So I got a few trees on the garage side, all the rest of it, there's no trees that could actually hit it if they fell over, majority of the house. So, yeah, I know what it's like to be without power. And what time of the year was it?
2 weeks before, the week of Halloween, about a week before Halloween, and I had a big job coming up. And I needed to charge all my batteries. I ended up having to go purchase a generator so that I could charge all the batteries for my cameras and all my gear. Usually like spring we'll get like some of those little microbursts and stuff, but this happened to be in October, and it was just a little freak storm that came out from the Texas, Oklahoma area that came this way, and it just destroyed everything. But it wasn't too bad. I'm brand new to the HF site. I just got my general in May. So I haven't really started. I just put up 40 and an 80-meter antenna so that I can hopefully play on it soon.
Into the elite class, because of licensed amateurs, I think it's like 67% have technicians, and somewhere in a 30% is general class, and the 10% are extra class. I got the extra class after a long time. I've been a ham for 40 years, but I didn't get it till 2009. That's when I got this cute little 1x2. So it was a nice deal.
March was my 1 year anniversary of my technician, and I decided I was going to go for the general. I tell you what, I was nervous. I did not think I was going to pass that thing, and I did. I was so stinking happy. I was tempted to try for the extra, but I don't know if my brain is ready for that.
A whole winter, when we first moved up to Washington, D.C. in 2008, and I took that whole fall and spring, and I literally took the ARL extra class manual and read it cover to cover. And I spent like 1 month on complex numbers, you know, for impedance and reactance and all that. And then I found out there was only 3 questions about it on the test. But anyway, the general is most important because we're now coming into the sunspot cycle. And this is the cream of the time to be on HF. So get that antenna up and start playing and staying up late, getting up early, for different events, different times of the day, for different propagation things. But you're going to have a blast because this is going to be a good one. There's been a lot of good solar flares, a lot of solar, sunspots, and it's just starting. I mean, they're going to peak around 2015, 2025. And then you still got a couple of years after that as it goes down again. But this congratulations, because it is really fun to work somebody antenna and antenna. It is a pretty, really fun thing.
ATY talking to W4HI. Well, perfect. What do you think? Which band should I be trying then?
The best band during the daytime, and it'll eventually become 24 hours, is 20 meters. And you've got a really good spread in there of frequency range as a general class to operate. So 20 is the best. But then at night, 40 becomes the best, and 80 meters becomes the best. So, and then during the daytime, the 17 meters and 12 meters and 10 meters. Man, when 10 meters is hot, that is just the blast. And of course, 6 meters is the mystery band. You never know when it's going to be good. You just got to be ready. And actually, you got to go and CQ, because nobody CQs on it. The same thing with 10. If you want to work 10, CQ like crazy. And in fact, that's your best way to make contact. Just CQ your heart's content out. Over.
I hear you there. Well, then I'm excited to try it. I just got the antenna up. I had to put it back up last week. But I haven't really got to try it yet, so you got me excited to try it. I can't wait. If I wasn't going to be out of town this coming week, I would be working it, or at least try. But that is too cool. I am at my next destination, so if you're still on, I'll hop back on. But I'm going to have to step away for 1 second. This is KI4DTY talking in W4HI. It was nice talking to you, Bruce.
About another 15-20 minutes. So, Daniel, nice chatting with you. And I know we'll speak again. And I'll hear about your experiences of getting on HF here this time of year. Oh, I tell you what, you couldn't have done it a better time.
I'll hopefully talk to you soon. 7-3.
And 4 SJC listing, November 4, Sierra Juliet Charlie, South Carolina.
This is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, like Bruce Willis, W-4-H-I. Never want to let a person hang. So we're down here in Seneca.
Hey, Bruce, Stephen, Columbia, spoke with you yesterday. Very good afternoon to you. I hope you're doing well. Just here at workplace and turn the radio on, Echo Link, and waving a hand. N4 SJC, Stephen, Columbia, back to you.
And Echo Link, what a fun. I mean, I remember when that first came out, I thought, we died and went to heaven. It was so simple, and to put it on a phone, and I still use it today a lot. I still have very stable product, and just there's tons of people that are on it. So very good. I'm glad you're using it. And I didn't know Greenville repeater. Yeah, that's right. Of course, 6-1 does have Echo Link on it. It always has. Well, good. I'm glad you can take off a little bit during work. I used to do that myself. I used to travel a lot, so I always brought my ham radio with me. And would be mobile, portable, and remote. And had a lot of fun all over the country playing radio while I was driving or waiting in an airport or waiting in a hotel for the next day to start, stuff like that. Over.
For sure. W4HI and 4SJC returning. Yeah, I'm actually at work. I'm just on the iPhone. I did bring my R-Finder B1 Plus to work with me. And when I get off at 6, I'm heading to Greenville. You might not remember, might not told you. My daughter graduates tomorrow from Clemson. I thought we talked about that. but if not, not a problem. But interesting to see with the R-Finder when I hit up to Greenville, if I could hit the little mountain repeater. Mount Mitchell. I didn't mean to say little mountain. Mount Mitchell repeater heading into Greenville. But if not, the R-Finder will find me something that hopefully I can work there. Nice hear you in there, Bruce. W4HI N4SJC. All right, didn't hear anything. W4HI N4SJC. You still hear me?
I picked up the wrong radio. I just broadcast a whole bunch of stuff on DMR. It's really neat to go see the repeater. Because it's just where the observation deck, unless they moved it, it was just within eyesight of the, I mean, literally, you could just go walk over next to it. And you get up there on Mount Mitchell, you could really make some 2-meter contacts very, very nicely with a handheld. But, yeah, I'm sure you should be able to, especially if you have an outside antenna for your radio. That's all that matters, is an outside antenna for the radio.
Okay, we'll try it for sure. I've got my little FT60. I can put the coax through the mini mag on top of the roof that way. But hopefully the R-Finder will pick it up for sure. But all good. Well, thanks for coming back to the call. Enjoy your day. 73s for now. We've got you in the logbook. And we'll hope to talk to you again soon. You might talk to while I'm in Greenville. So take care, Bruce. Good to hear you in there. W4HI and 4SJC. Clear on your final, sir.
Congratulations. You as a father and your daughter. Actually, my next-door neighbor has a daughter graduating tomorrow also. And what a great university. 73 from Seneca, W4HI.
Oh, Bruce, all good. Thank you again. W2HI in 4SJC clear.
For DTY Mobile.
For HTX. Afternoon, Daniel.
How are you going today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself? I can't stay but just a minute.
I'm glad you jumped on, even if it was just for a minute. I'm doing good. I'm out running a bunch of errands, trying to get ready for my little adventure.
You can say it.
Can't. but I'm trying to get everything done. Where are you at?
I'm out here on 14 up, in the middle of nowhere, really.
About 10-15 minutes ago.
Past Maccabee Tractors.
I was on the other end, but yep, I know where you're at, roughly.
Dr. Clay, you have a good afternoon, and you enjoy your trip, KO4HTX, and I'll be clear.
Yes, but thanks for hopping on to say hi, KI4DTY. Have a good one.
KO4WWZ listening. CQ, CQ. This is Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. Any station, please respond.
Go ahead, Chandler. I can't remember your sign right now.